Today, the UN Security Council passed a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all hostages. The U.S. abstained in the vote but did not exercise its veto authority. In Gaza, Palestinian officials say Israel's raid on Al-Shifa Hospital has led to the deaths of more than a dozen patients. Now, Israel says Hamas officials are using that hospital as a base. We're talking about Gaza's largest hospital, and before this attack, tens of thousands of Palestinians were sheltering there from Israeli strikes. For more, let's bring in Carrie Kahn, NPR international correspondent, joining us from Jerusalem. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you.
What is the health authority in Gaza saying about the Israeli attacks, the nature of the attacks and the casualties?
Well, Israel re-entered Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza's north there more than a week ago, and the fighting in the medical complex and around it has been intense. At least five patients have died in Al-Shifa, according to Gaza Health Ministry. And they say that that was due to Israeli forces cutting off water, food, and electricity inside. According to the Palestinian Red Crescent, just yesterday, soldiers began an assault in and around two other hospitals, Al-Amal and Nasser Hospital. They reported heavy gunfire and bombardments there. Israel says it is imperative to go into these medical facilities because Hamas is using them and, quote, the civilian infrastructure for terror activities in the area in and around where these hospitals are in Khan Yunis. Soldiers have arrested hundreds, and at least 170 people have been killed in the fighting around the hospitals just in the past week.
Well, there's the fighting, and then there's the, I guess, the essentials that have been cut off. We know authorities in Gaza and others are using the word siege. I mean, is the idea, as best we know, that patients and others there are suffering or dying because they're cut off from medicine, from water, from food in and around the hospital?
That is what the Gaza Health Ministry says, and they blame the Israeli forces, and they say they have cut off water, food, and electricity inside Al-Shifa Hospital.
Yeah, okay, okay. And Carrie, I know you're reporting on a lot of things, but as far as the hunger emergency there, independent experts call it a catastrophe in parts of Gaza. As far as kind of the latest news coming out on that front, exceeding the thresholds for famine in some parts of Gaza, what more do we know about that?
Well, over the weekend, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was in the region, and he visited the Gaza border crossing there with right there with Egypt. And he talked about observing long, long lines of aid trucks waiting to get into the enclave. He blames Israel for holding up aid trucks. He said Palestinians are stuck in a, quote, nonstop nightmare. And he called the extreme hunger facing more than a million people in Gaza, he called it shocking. Israel says it's not their fault that aid trucks aren't getting into Gaza efficiently, and they blame the UN and other agencies. Yesterday, Israel says 103 trucks had entered Gaza. Scott, before the war, about 500 were entering daily.
As far as ceasefire talks, Hamas and Israel agreed weeks ago to the parameters of a truce, but those talks have stalled now. As far as we know, what are the sticking points?
It just feels like we've been at this point of ongoing ceasefire talks for weeks. Hamas is demanding a path to a permanent ceasefire. It wants displaced Palestinians to be allowed to return to their homes throughout Gaza, and they want an exchange of about 40 Israeli hostages taken in the October 7th attack on Israel for a large number of Palestinians currently being detained in Israel. Israel wants its troops to remain in the center of Gaza and so that they can limit and control movement of Palestinians north and south. They also disagree on how that large number of Palestinians being detained in Israel will be returned, who will be returned, and how that will be decided. So there are a lot of sticking points, the same ones that we keep talking about. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeatedly has stated he plans to send more troops into Rafah. That's Gaza's southernmost city now that is just teeming with more than a million displaced people living in these abhorrent conditions.
Yeah, I understand. And any update on announced plans to have a direct attack on Rafah. Anything in the last day or two?
No, the talks are continuing, and we still hear the prime minister insisting that this is his plan to go into Rafah. He says that that is where the Hamas fighters are hiding, and that he has pledged to eliminate Hamas, so he must send troops into Rafah. And he's been warned by President Biden and other international leaders that this would just be a catastrophe in that city that is already suffering so much.
Carrie Kahn is NPR international correspondent, joining us from Jerusalem. Carrie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.